Good morning, everybody. The Appropriations Subcommittee on Pre-K through 12 Education will now come to order. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Madam Chair?
Here.
Senator Young?
Yes, here.
Senator Broxson? Senator Farmer? Senator Grimsley? Senator Lee? Senator Mumford? Senator Rassan? Yes. Senator Stubbe? Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance card and give it to the administrative assistants. Assistant, should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We're going to take up tab one, review and discussion of fiscal year 2018-2019 budget issues relating to pre-K through 12 education. Members, before you today is the chair's recommendation for the fiscal year 2018-2019 Appropriations Subcommittee on Pre-K through 12 Education. I'd like to thank each of you for your input over the past several months and for meeting with me to discuss your concerns and your issues. You should have the following documents in your packet. Tab 1A, a presentation that summarizes the proposed budget and describes the major funding decisions. Tab 1B is a summary of the FEFP calculations. Tab 1C is a detailed budget spreadsheets. Tab 1D, pre-K through 12 project information. Tab 1E, implementing bill summary. Tab 1F, the conforming bill summary. And Tab 1G, proviso language. My plan today is to go over the presentation, Tab 1A in the meeting, then I will give you the opportunity to provide any comments, questions, or concerns you may have before we forward our proposed budget to the full committee. So if we go, all right, so funding summary. The overall funding increase for pre-K through 12 education is $188.6 million. Our funding highlights, school readiness, $21.8 million. Or a 3.4 increase in overall funding. This will restore key programs that were cut in 2017-2018. VPK, an 11.9 million increase, provides funds for a workload plus a 2.6 increase in the VPK based student allocation. The FEFP, a 535.2 million increase, providing funds for a workload plus a 1.5% increase in the funds per FTE. Quickly, we'll go through the separate budget items. A $408.7 million, the proposed budget provides the highest level of VPK funding ever. The proposed budget raises the VPK base student allocation from $2,437 to $2,500 per student, which is the highest level in the last 8 years, and restores it to the original 2005 amount. That was something that every member of this committee was interested in, and I feel very appropriate for this committee. The public schools FEFP, the proposed 2018-2019 FEFP provides $21.1 billion for public schools, representing a $535.2 million increase over the current year. The proposed 2018-2019 FEFP raises the funds per FTE from $7,307 to $7,417, a $110 per FTE increase. Some of the other highlights. We have no change in our budget for the required local effort millage rate. We have a $184 million teacher salary increase allocation. We had many comments from teachers about the bonus program, and so what we did was transfer the best and brightest teacher scholarship bonuses for highly effective and effective classroom teachers, which was a three-year program, to the FEFP as a new categorical. These funds, so they'll be in perpetuity, these funds are restricted for classroom teachers' salary increases using the same criteria and award amounts as specified for the bonuses in last year's HB 7069, $800 for effective and $1,200 for highly effective. Something that has been very important to all of us, we put $40 million as a mental health assistance allocation to create a new FEFP categorical to provide funds to school districts and charter schools to help address the mental health crisis affecting children and young people in Florida, including the opioid crisis, bullying, and youth suicides. Since, you know, it's not our intention to micromanage the districts, basically we're going to allow the schools, the districts, to use the funds to identify and refer students for services and to create a program of how they're going to handle students with these issues. $88 million HOPE supplemental services allocation. We created a new FEFP categorical to provide funding for services designed to improve the overall academic and community welfare of students and their families at the following schools. All traditional public schools required to implement a district-managed turnaround plan. That's the double D and single F schools. And we, as requested by several members of this committee, we removed the cap on 25 schools in current law so that all schools that are required to implement the district-managed turnaround plan would be eligible. Charter school operators, School of Hope operators, or contracted outside entities who take over persistently low-performing schools that were closed after completing a district-managed turnaround plan and not improving to a C or better. So those are some enhancements. We have a $17.7 million increase in the teacher classroom supplies allocation. So we're going from $250 to $350 per teacher. We have a $13.7 million increase in the Safe Schools allocation and a $250,000 minimum funding level per district. Non-FEFP issues, $4 million for school district managing grants, $304,000 increase for regional education consortia. This is something that Heartland districts asked for, and this is full funding per statute. $23.6 million for school and instructional enhancements and exceptional education grants. $373.9 million reduction in funding for the best and brightest and Schools of Hope programs because we moved a large portion of that into the FEFP as teachers' salaries as opposed to bonuses. So that's basically an overview of the budget. Are there any questions or comments from members on the budget? No questions. Well, then I'm going to recommend that we move our subcommittee budget recommendations to the full appropriations committee. I appreciate your help. I know this is a work in progress. I'm going to listen to whatever comments the members have after they have an opportunity to review the full budget allocations. Is there any other business before the committee? Yes, Senator Rizzon.
I want to thank you for this preliminary budget and the work you put into it. There are some concerns, but as we study them, I take you at your word that we will work through them as we go along.
Thank you, Senator Rizzon. Senator Young?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to, again, thank you and your hard work on this. And I want to particularly point out how excited I am to see the increase in teacher salaries. In Hillsborough County, we've had a really difficult situation where the district has basically refused to pay our great teachers the bonuses that they were promised. So while this can't heal that wound, this can at least start to help our teachers get back on track. And I really appreciate your willingness to look at that.
Thank you, Senator Young. Any other comments? Senator Mofford.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank you for your hard work on this, and especially your interest in mental health. You've heard me say this before, that has been the number one concern of school superintendents and school board members throughout the state now for two or three years, and it's almost an all-consuming issue now. So thank you for your interest in that and your actions.
Thank you, Senator Monford. Senator Broxton.
I, too, want to thank you. I know when we met how serious this process is and how serious you took it. And I know you wish you had all the money in the world and would have met all of our needs. But thank you for what you did. And you're a great chairperson.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, if there's no more questions, Senator Stube moves we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.